It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in here to the Bath County High School as it's the Mike Brumgen Lady Cat Legend Tournament. Been some good basketball games both yesterday and today. We didn't have the game broadcasted last night. The Bath County Lady Cats were in action last night at 6:30. Tom Leach said that Kentucky and Louisville trumped us that night. But
couldn't bump them last night, could we?
Absolutely not. And what a game we missed on the air, folks. We apologize, but hopefully you've heard about it. If not, Davey will kind of fill in what I don't know, but Bath County did get the win. I'm Todd Waits, joined alongside by Davey Moore. I came up and watched the first half last night. It was a four-point half. Bath County just kind of battling, but you could really tell Rockcastle was a very polished basketball team, a great opponent to start things off. And I was kind of on the teeter-totter, you know, wanting to stay. My son wasn't feeling as well as he wanted to get home. And, man, I missed it. Bath County comes up 61-61 final.
It was an excellent second half. Rockcastle got out to a 13-point lead, I believe. And I kind of looked at my wife. I said, if it gets to 20, we're going home. And Bass started cutting away and taking advantage of missed opportunities by Rockcastle, something that Bass didn't do against Round County. And they were able to cut the lead, and Rockcastle missed shots, missed free throws, had chances to win. And Ashton Barrett put the winning layup in with about 5 seconds to go, 3 or 5 seconds. And then Rockcastle did not get a shot off. Girls played the hearts out the second half, and really, really big win for this program. And hopefully they can carry that momentum over tonight and get another one over a 16th region opponent in Elliott County.
Absolutely, yes. These games have been chock full of some good action. Menifee County just picked up a win there a few moments ago.
Really nice win.
They picked up a good win over a very good Pendleton County squad.
Yes, very good.
52-47 was the final in that one. Davey said, I smell overtime. It was close.
It was close.
Nip and tuck, a 1.2 point, but Menifee hitting free throws down the stretch, something we talk about awful lot throughout these broadcasts, making baskets when the clock stopped, and Menifee was able to do that.
And that's what Rockcastle didn't do last night to put Bath away. They missed free throw after free throw after free throw and let Bath hang around. And, you know, Bath playing at home, that gives them a little momentum, and they had the energy, and they was able to pull off that victory last night.
South Laurel and Menifee County played last night. South Laurel got the win, 62-41. Bath County a 60-59 winner over Rockcastle. I said 61-60, my bad. Elliott County knocked off Pendleton County, 41-33. Johnson Central got the win over Raceland, 51-35. In action earlier today, I just told you about the Menifee-Pendleton game. Rockcastle beat Raceland 30-40 points. I don't know the final score on that one. And then I don't know the Johnson Central South Laurel. I think
they beat South Laurel by one. I believe it was 62-61 or something like that. But they beat them by one. Johnson Central did.
Maybe that was the 61-60 I was thinking about. But, I mean, I knew it was a good game. I knew there was one of those scores was in there somewhere.
It may have been sick, but it was 1 point. It was right in there. Jim Bob Hicks has got a nice club at Johnson Central. Man, they get after you defensively, and South Laurel's a good club. So there's some good teams in this classic this year.
In case you're just tuning in and finding out that, oh, there's a basketball tournament in Owingsville, come on out, join us tonight, honoring a great man and Mike Brumgen, one of the former Lady Cats, got basically the girls program started here
pretty,
at Bath County.
Pretty much, yes, sir.
But Mike Brumgen, Lady Cats Legend Tournament, action tomorrow. So if you don't have anything, you've got your Christmas shopping done, maybe you go get it done early in the morning. Come out, good basketball all day. Game start at 2 o'clock. Played about every hour and a half. After that, it'll be a tip with Bath County and Pendleton County squaring off in that last game tomorrow night. But Graceland and South Laurel should be a good game. Menifee and Rockcastle should be another one. The Johnson Central LA County game at 3:30. So just be some good basketball tomorrow as well.
Basketball. I think they're having a Lady Cat alumni thing at 5 o'clock, a little reception, and maybe those in the Hall of Fame are being inducted in the Hall of Fame. So any former players, you're welcome to show up 5 o'clock tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be in the cafeteria. I saw some stuff on Facebook about it. I'm sure they've got that information out to the girls.
Well, I hope so. As just a lot of history goes through this program, through this girls' program, some great players over the years, some storied players, some different things. You know, you hear it all the time when you're watching college basketball, you know, so many kids go on and play.
We're doing the anthem. We didn't know it.
We're going to take a break, go back to the studio here, and hear from some sponsors.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, SchwartzMowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School, as Bath County Lady Cats getting set to take on the Lady Lions of Elliott County. 16-3 matchup here under Mike Brummagen. Lady Cats Legend Tournament. That one just kind of seems to roll off the tongue. You know,
Mike Brummagen. Yes,
Lady Cat Legend. I mean, it just rolls. It's a good name. But
it's good to see the girls have a tournament again. They used to have one back in the early 2000s when Arlen was coach, and they played. We used to joke the 12 days of basketball, but it seemed like it was a really good tournament back then too. It's good to see it back. So,
well, and going back to that, that was the year that Menifee County played in it. That's always one that Menifee seems to always play in our little tournament.
Elliott was in it back then too.
Absolutely, and we played Menifee County in All A. Turned around and played them in that. Turned around and played them in our two regular season games. Met them in the post. Played them five times that year, and almost had to play them a sixth when we got to the region that year. Bath County, Elliott County. As we're going to do our opening arguments here, you know, Davey, the bugaboo in the room, still the same thing.
No
foul
fouls.
Troubles.
No fouls. No fouls.
And, you know, this is an L.A. County team that, you know, they've got nothing to lose. They're coming in here. They're not a bad basketball team. They have a lot of seniors on this lineup. They'll start a senior, a senior, a senior, a senior, and a freshman. One of the first one off the bench is a senior, and another one is a junior. So, I mean, they've got upperclassmen.
But after that, it looks like they go really young. So
we do, too.
Yeah. But I think tonight, you know, no foul trouble, but I think a real night to get the defensive pressure and get on them early, cause turnovers. Rebounding, of course, we talk about all the time. We got to rebound.
All right, so turnovers, rebounds, and foul trouble.
I think another thing is, you know, will the girls be focused after a big win last night? You know, that's always tough to bounce back the very next day, and you just come off a big high of beating Rockcastle last night. So hopefully they'll be able to stay focused.
Well, you talk about, you know, teams getting that, playing to your competition. You know, if you're playing a lesser opponent, are you going to play down and just allow them to hang around, or are you going to put it away and kind of make it a game, put early on? So I agree with that. If that's your opening argument, it's brought to you by Ira Cameron, attorney at law out in Salt Lake. Starting lineups being announced out there for Elliott County. They're going to go with Molly Howland, a senior, Kylie Witt, a senior, Kaylee Hamilton, a senior, Riley Sturgill, a senior, and then the freshman, Leanna Preston. Bath County's going to go with Freed and French, Norris, Crouch, and Barrett, the same starting five we saw the last couple of games. Tiller did get a couple of starts for them. Freed and went out during a game with some medical issues, but since then, it's pretty much the starting five that he's went with.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Absolutely not. As should be a good basketball game here tonight. Getting ready to tip things up. It looks like LA County's going to put in. I don't have a 24. Do you have a 24?
Leanne Preston, is that her name?
I didn't change my number. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I marked her name, but I just didn't change the number.
You had me thinking there for a minute.
Preston, like, and Fareed.
Yeah. I've got a 24 there.
Yeah. Ball's up in the air, tips Drove, back in his Barrett. She's got it between the circles.
Elliott, man-to-man.
Barrett still with her dribble. Gives a pass over to French on the left wing. She curls across top to Free between the circles to Barrett on that right wing. Barrett uses a pick, comes towards the paint, now picks up a dribble to Crouch. Norris on this left wing. She goes to curl around, lost the dribble, but able to get it right back. To Free the top to French on that right wing. French curls out to Crouch. Now on this left side, Barrett. Barrett working hard. Tennessee County, or LA County doing a good job switching. Barrett pushing up and in for two, getting back in an early lead. 7:24 left to go. First quarter, Bath County leads it. LA County back the other direction. Howard with it between the circles. French guarding her.
A nice strong move by Ashton to get us on the board.
Hamilton with it on that left wing out high. Norris guarding her. Now she puts down a dribble, comes between the circles, calls a play.
Bath and man-to-man.
That or she's telling everybody peace.
Yeah.
But I think it's two play number
play,
two.
Play number two.
To the right wing, they swing it. Does Elliott County to Witt. On the inside, they get it in the hands of Howard, kicks it back out. Sturgill, she's got it on this right side. She curls across, bounce pass to the left side to Hamilton. Wing the circles with it. Now gives a pass to Witt. Witt puts down a dribble, gives it off. Elliott using a lot of clock. They throw the ball away, but going back, gathering up is Hamilton. Hamilton, and she's going to rock out with this one. Gets around Norris, dribbles in, throws a pass out. French, she's applying the ointment over here. LA County couldn't come up with it on the jump ball. They will get it in possession that way.
Good half-court defense by the Lady Cats. Didn't let anybody drive and penetrate. Got to keep their eye on Sturgill. She's their leading scorer at 13 a game. Ashton has drawn that assignment.
Hamilton stops, pops elbow, shot up, no good. Rebound off, put back, no good. Fighting for it, finally Fareed claims it for Bath County, and then she's fouled down there by Witt. That's Witt's first. Team's first. 6:14 left going in the opening quarter. Bath County with a 2-point lead, 2-0. Into the hands of Barrett. Gives it back to French, and she will bring us into front court.
I'm sure Coach Witt Elliott did not want her to pick up that foul that far away from the basket.
Oh, absolutely not. Barrett penetrates the lane and one. She just splits between two defenders, so you get to pick your Lady Lion here.
Foul's on Hamilton.
It's her first. Team second.
It's a tough assignment for her. She's given up a lot of size to Ashton.
So 6:04 left to go in the quarter. Barrett 4, Elliott County 0. Check that, make it 5.
And this is how you wanted to see the Lady Cats start. They look to be dialed in and focused.
Back the other direction. Howard with it between the circles. Hands it off Hamilton. To the left wing, she gets it to Sturgill. Lobs it down low. Out here to the right side to Witt. Back up top between the circles. Elliott throws it in the corner. Through the hands, out of bounds. Howard. It's a turnover.
I think they wanted number one to shoot there.
Possibility.
She had a layup there. I don't know why she kicked it out. We'll take it.
Barrett back the other direction. Her team leading 5-0.
Yeah, they've gone to a 2-3.
Now to Norris up top. Back over to Prince on the right side. Lines up a three. In and out, no good. Barrett gets the long kicking rebound. Out to Norris. Now over to French. French penetrates. Kicks it to Crouch. Catch, shoots up. Banks, no good. French gets a rebound. Back up to Norris. Fourth possession. Long on that one. Rebound comes off the three. Her and Hamilton's high up, and it ends up L.A. County's Hamilton coming out for the race to the right wing. Gives it up top of key. L.A. County now skips it over to the left corner to Preston. Preston tries to throw a pass out. French is there to steal it to Barrett. Barrett, three on one, takes it in the paint, stops, pops, seven-footer is good. 4:54 left to go in the quarter. That's going to shut out Elliott thus far, 7-0. Full timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. We'll return to the courtside here in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
This is Terry McCarty. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
L.A. County back the other direction. Going to have a jump ball as French and Norris tie up on the inside with Howard of Elliott. They'll be back in the ball.
Bath went to a full court press. They don't have the timeout.
4:40 left to go in opening quarter. Bath County with a 7-0 lead. Barrett.
Elliott still in that 2-3.
Over to French, back to Barrett. Now to Norris on the left wing. They're swinging around up top. Back over to Norris. Norris gives it to Barrett. French right side. Thought about three, now drives in. Now sends out to Norris. She'll get a three up left side. No good. Crouch goes across the baseline for a rebound and bumps into Hamilton. Have a foul called on Crouch. Her first, two first.
Her first, team first. Good move by French there and a good kick out to Norris. Shot just didn't go. She had a good look.
As they get it over to Howard. In the middle of the court, they get it to Witt. Back over to this near side to Sturgill. Atop to Hamilton. Hamilton to the left wing to Howard. Howard has it. Goes put down a dribble, lost the ball out of bounds off of Crouch's foot. To be LA County ball.
A little trap on the side there. Almost had caused a turnover.
Howard inbounds it. Hamilton almost went to backcourt, realized it, caught it and kept from stepping. Howard three drives in to Hamilton up top, to the right wing to Sturgill. They hand it off, ball's tipped up in the air, Norris gets a steal. Over to Barrett. Barrett drives out, fakes the pass. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebounds pulled down on the inside there. A whip. Gives it to a guard, Howard. She pushes him back the other direction to the right wing. Hands it off. Sturgill looks. Back to Howard. Inside they go to Witt. Witt working against three. Kicks it back out to the right corner. Open three from Elliott. Up and good. The first points of the ball game cuts the lead to four. 3:25 left to go. Opening quarter.
Good looking shot by Howard there. I see why they want her to shoot.
Barrett.
Looks like Bath was in a zone that time.
Back the other direction. Gives it over to French on that right wing. French back to Barrett. Barrett dribbles. Now gives it back over to French. She's got it between the circles. They get free to foul line. Left-handed move. Takes it all the way in the paint. Goes up. But she's fouled. Missed the shot. She'll earn it from the stripe.
Good take by Fareed right there. Strong to the basket.
Shoot.
Fareed, 3:03 left to go in the opening quarter at the line. In and out, no good with that first free throw. We'll get a second here. few dribbles to the floor. Second one, that was short. Rebound comes off. Rebounding foul. It's going to be on Bath County and on
Barrett.
Gets it. Barrett.
A couple of our players that we need definitely need on the court. Barrett and Crouch, he's going to have one already, so hopefully that's no more this half.
To get it up top to Hamilton, to the left wing to Howard. They quickly get out on her. Crouch knocks away from Howard, and then Howard goes out of bounds. Turn to Bath County.
Good defense by Kaylee there, which what we've come to expect from Kaylee is good defense.
As Barrett walks it across the timeline. Gets a pass over to French on the right wing to Norris. They load it down
nice
to Freed.
Freed
goes to make a move on the inside, loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. Turns it right back over to Elliott with 2:38 left to go. Back in and cling to that four-point lead.
Kind of looked like to me from my angle, but Elliott touched it last. But
Hamilton up the right side. Gets it to the paint, kicks it over. Three from left corner up and good as that was made by Sturgill, making it a one-point game with 2:25 left to go in the open quarter.
Howard did a good job splitting that double team, which left Sturgill wide open from the wing.
Beth Kenny's gets it to Freed. She gets a basket up and in line with six now, Beth County.
Good look from Bailey and another good take by Freed.
About 2:30 off the clock between baskets for Bath County. I didn't say it tonight. I didn't think I was going to have to after they had a good scoring output last night. You know, cannot have long stretches without points on the board.
Which brings me to a point when Bath County scored 52 or more points this year, they've won it all six ball games. So just something to think about.
To get it over to that left corner, long two up, no good. Shot was missed in there. Back in and back the other direction. Barrett got the rebound, forced it up to French in the front court. She goes to the layup, fouled. Fouled against Hamilton, her second.
Her second, team four.
This is a good strong take by Bailey to draw the foul, get two free throws.
Bailey only a sophomore. Throw up and good.
She had a really nice game last night. I think she ended up with 16 points. I believe Ashton led us with 24. Those two have got to be our leading scorers, and then we've got to figure out a third scorer as well.
11-6 after French made both of them. 1:36 left to go.
Bass still in the full court press.
Sturgill comes up the right side, working against Barrett. Goes all the way down to the baseline, kicks it over to the left side. Back and he just swarms the offensive player. Gets back to Sturgill. She goes up, shot no good. Behind the foul on the baseline is our trip.
Norris picks up her first.
Did a good job of just sticking with it. So that puts Sturgill at the line for two shots. Chance to score with the clock stopped. Finds the front of the rim and makes the first one, 11-7. Bath County still with the lead.
You can see why she's their leading scorer. She's aggressive with the ball, and she's got a good-looking shot.
Second free throw gets the shooter's roll, goes in. 11-8, Bath County still on top.
Couple maybe like a jinx to there, but she got the shooter's touch, the shooter roll on it.
Sure did. Barrett gives a pass to the near side to French. She skips over to the right corner to Norris inside to Freed. Freed goes to go up with a shot. Elliott County's there, and then she walked with it. Now they're going to call a jump ball.
Elliott's possession.
Over Elliott.
Again, I like the aggressiveness of Freed taking it to the basket.
Witt gets it over to Hamilton. Back in the middle of the court to get it back to Howard. Lobs it in the front court, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bath County ball on the turnover.
Nice catch, Jill Baber.
She still got it.
Still got it. Still got the hands.
Norris gets it to Barrett. Barrett will bring the Lady Cats in the front court. Passes it to French on the right wing. Bailey curls. It'll be Norris on this left wing. Norris curls in to French. French penetrates into the paint. Kicks
nice
over
look.
To Crouch. Nice look. Shot up. No good. Rebound is off. Wick claims it for Elliott. 37 seconds left to go in the quarter. Elliott County with a chance to cut into this three-point lead or tie. Gets it to Hamilton, between the circles, over to Howard on that left wing. Howard surveys, working against Krause, grabs the pass into Witt. Witt double team, clears some space out, hook shot up, no good. She was fouled. She'll count Bath County's Fareed. Her first, fourth on the team for the quarter.
Fareed bailed her out there. If she'd straight up, that was a tough move and a tough shot for her.
It looked good on that free throw. 2-point contest.
Tiller in for Fareed.
It makes them both miss it a 1-point game. 11-10. Bath County with the 1-point lead. Barrett with 19 seconds crosses the timeline. Gives the bounce pass to Norris on this near side. She looks, gives it up to French, between the circles, back over to Norris. Three, left side's up, good with 8 seconds. 14-10. To push it in the front court. LA County tries to get a shot up, no good by Sturgill. And we played one quarter of basketball here in Owingsville. It's Bath County 14, LA County 10. Back to the second quarter in 1 minute, right here on WKCA.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's healthcare. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Kenny leads it by four, 14-10 as we get ready to start the second quarter. Davey, a lot of these coaches, it's a chess game out there as they sit there and they try to figure out, okay, we've got a possession arrow, it's in our favor, we're going to get it to start the quarter. And, you know, well, we're going to, with so many seconds, we're going to make sure we get the last shot of the quarter. You know, so many of these coaches have such strategies. As Barrett misses a three from straight away.
It's kind of like football when you you know you're getting open kickoff the second half. You want to try to score right before halftime.
Kind of keep that momentum and going in your direction. But it's interesting to just kind of watch. And, you know, some coaches, even like on a three-point game or a two-point game, and the other team can make a three to tie. You know, do you foul, do you not foul? And it's just all of that. It's wet, three the other direction. In and out, no good. Barrett gets a rebound for Bath County. She comes racing up in the front court for the Lady Cats. Over to French, her three up, no good. Witt claims a rebound inside for Elliott. Looking for a guard and finds one. Gets it in the hands of Howard, who gets it to Hamilton. Hamilton pushes it up to the left side. French with her step for step. And we have a double dribble.
I did not see that.
She must have put two hands on the ball, and I just didn't catch it.
I didn't see it. She's still shaking her head. She doesn't believe it either. She's like, what did I do?
That's what he said. He said, you put both hands on there.
Okay.
Like I said, it was quick enough that I didn't catch it, but it was right in front of him, so.
Elliott back to man-to-man.
Barrett, a little shake and bake, gets in. Scoop shot up and good. Hamilton pushes back up the right side. Gets to the right wing. Nearly lost it. Goes to the floor. They try to bounce on the inside. Norris comes up with a steal. She saves it in. Tiller gets it. Back to Norris. Now to Barrett. A little sloppy. Tiller finally making it across half court now. Finds Norris. Catch and shoot three. Left corner's up. In and out. No good. French with the rebound. Curls out. Barrett. Her three from straight away is up. No good. Hamilton claims the rebound for Elliott. She comes racing out the right side to the right wing. Now slows up. Waits for the rest of her troops. Calls the play. Goes pass over to the left wing to Sturgill.
Bath had two really good looks right there.
Lobs it into Witt on the inside. She goes up. She's fouled. Kick your lady cat. I'm afraid it's going to be Barrett.
Yep, her second.
It is. That's two on Barrett.
her second. Team's first.
Good officiating crew here once again. We've been lucky throughout this tournament.
When those centers bring that ball down low, the guards can, they're gonna reach in and try to. I mean, it could have been a jump ball, but the official on the other side, he's got a better angle instead of she had the arm. So,
good, missed the first, second one on its way, missed it too. Barrett with another rebound for Bath County, leading rebounder and scorer coming in for the contest. The Norris on the left wing. She goes in the paint, dumps it down to Tiller. Nice look. Got a finish, though. Witt gets the rebound, brought it down. But Tiller was going to take it right by it. Hamilton brings it in front court for the Lady Lions.
Got to finish that shot. That was a good move by Jerrica. And, Tiller was kind of fading away instead of going to the basket.
Witt, wanting to pull that three, did not. Gives the ball off to Howard. She curls, gives it to Hamilton. She comes into the paint, knocked loose, but right into the hands of Sturgill. Sturgill with it for Elliott, hands the ball off. Howard out with it, out high on that left wing. Goes dribbling into the paint, gets all the way to the rim, lays up shot, no good. Barrett gets a rebound. She comes back the other direction for LA County Faithful, wanting a foul. Kick over to Crouch, got on that left corner, up to Barrett. She wanted to pull the trigger on that long shot, but did.
Good look.
French cutting back door, laying it up and in, just moved behind the defense, snuck in there. 5:18 left to go in the half.
Good look by Ashton there. Bailey just kind of snuck behind.
LA County turns it over as they're going to call for a timeout. 30-second variety. That's we're going to hold things right here. Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility, PowerStar. Whatever the task, the versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offers end December 31st. As we've got 5:12 left to go in the half, Bath County leading Elliott 18-10 in this girls' matchup here in the Mike Brumgen Lady Cat Legends Tournament.
We have a nice little crowd tonight on Christmas Eve. Good crowd. Everybody got their shopping done. They come out and watch the Lady Cats. Band's getting them fired up.
I guess
there's not many
Christmas
in the band,
Eve's
but they
Sunday, so Christmas Eve would be tomorrow. So Christmas Eve.
Put another Eve. Put a third Eve in there. Eve.
It's just getting holiday time.
It's holiday time.
My waistline's showing it. I lost all that weight, and I'm probably going to pick up half of it. Everywhere you go, somebody's got something they want you to try.
My grocery bill's feeling it, too.
Yeah, mine, too. Between the circles, Barrett's got it. Elliott in a 2-3. Gives it over to French. French curls it in the Tiller. Drop step. Throws up a hook, no good. Rebound comes off to Preston. She gets it into Howard's hand. She will bring it into front court.
Again, Tiller didn't square up. She just kind of threw that one up for her.
Howard pushes all the way in. Hook shot up for her. No good. Tiller with the rebound. Finds Barrett. Barrett looks ahead. Finds Norris. Norris gets herself deep under the basket. Out to French. To Norris. Baseline shot up. In and out. No good. Rebound comes off Hamilton for Elliott. She comes racing out of there. Gets it to the middle of the court. Looking. Howard calling for it. Was open for a moment. DeWitt. Three. Right side is up. It's long. Rebound comes off. Norris has it for Bath County. Throws it ahead to Barrett. Barrett on 3-on-2. Stops. Pops a free throw. Shot bouncing off. No good. Rebound comes off to Elliott. As Preston had it, gives it up to Hamilton. She will come the other direction. Josie Reed will check in for Bath County at the next dead ball.
A lot of action going on right there.
4:02 left to go here in the half. Bath County leading it by 8. Hamilton working against Barrett. Gives a pass over to Sturgill on the right wing. She surveys everything. Gives it to Preston up top. Now over to Hamilton on that left wing. She comes to the paint, to the foul line. Now backs out, retreat, dribbles.
Good defense.
To Witt. She's got it out on the right wing. Tiller pops out with her.
Lady Cats back in her half-court man.
Hamilton hands it off. Sturgill has it out on that left side. Sees a little crack, takes all in the right block, goes right at Crouch. Crouch couldn't get her hands up, commits her second personal.
She puts her hands up right there. She draws a charge. They're going to get her for that reach every time.
So Bath County with a couple of players with two, Barrett being one, Crouch now with two. It's Elliott at the line with the clock stop. try to score some points, trailing by eight. Starts with first free throw up, in and out, no good. Reed will come in. Crouch will check out. Sturgill, quite a few dribbles to the floor. Free throw on its way. That one short, but bounces up and in.
Again,
18 to 11.
Got the shooter row on that. Elliott broke a little Bath County run right there, scoring that bucket.
Norris has it at the elbow. Finds Tiller over to Reed. Couldn't catch it cleanly. Throws it up top to French. She has to jump to get it. Out to Barrett on the right side. To Norris, she turns, puts up a little shot on the paint. No good. Quick claims the rebound for Elliott. She finds Hamilton.
Good move by Jerrica.
Quickly back on defense.
Just couldn't get the shot to fall.
Howard has it. Picks up her dribble. Gives it to Hamilton at the jump circle. Barrett comes out. Gets the clock started on her.
She's got to be careful not to reach like she likes to do and pick up that third foul.
She's got it out on the right wing. Throws it to Witt straight away. Gives it over to Howard. Howard sees a little crease, takes into the paint, running one-hander up, no good. Tiller has the rebound. She's tied up. And it's a Elliott County foul. It'll be a hold on Witt on the inside.
It'll be her second foul.
So Witt and Hamilton, too, with for Elliott.
Elliott back to their 2-3.
Barrett gives it over to French. French gives it to Barrett on that right wing. Barrett calls a play. Comes dribbling. Finds Reed, who's out on this left side. Now to the left wing they go. Barrett hanging around that right side. They find Norris foul on. Turn around, shot up, and good. McKinney's lead at 9.
Good look right there. Jerrica turned and faced the basket. Squared up. Good shot.
Hamilton calling the play. She crossed the timeline for the Lady Lions. Gives a pass over to the left side now to Witt at the foul line. She gets Sturgill. She comes driving in. Runs right into Barrett, but Barrett did a good job standing her ground. Thought maybe he's going to get a charge. Give it out to Reed. She gives it up to Norris.
Ashton did a really good job not picking up that third foul right there.
Bounce pass over to French. Now over to Reed. Now to Barron on the left side. To get a Norris elbow jumper up, no good. Rebound comes off to Witt of Elliott.
Get in the middle of that zone, a lot of good things can happen, but just can't get the shot to fall right now.
Howard stops, pops to the elbow jumper of her own and misses it, rattles in and out. Reed gets a rebound, hands it to Barrett. Once in, left to go.
That shot did everything but go in.
Yeah, halfway down.
It's like somebody went up there and knocked it out.
Barrett stops, pops, free throw jumper, no good. Rebound comes off to Sturgill. She gets to Hamilton. She comes racing up. Bath County doing an excellent job getting back on defense.
Yes, they are.
Hamilton, I thought, was going to have a breakaway, and next thing I know, there's three Lady Cats back. Three up from Hamilton, no good. Rebound hits the deck. Clock four goes out of bounds as Reed was going to touch that one, but it must have rolled out before she got to it. So Barrett will check out with 40 seconds left to go in the half.
Definitely don't want her to pick up the third foul in this last 40 seconds.
Melissa Gordon comes in replacing her.
I'm sure Collier's going to try to wait for maybe to get the last shot before half.
French dribbles the Lady Cats in the front court. Has the ball knocked away, but gets it back. Down to 25 seconds. Taylor comes up. Going to set a pick, never really got set. Hamilton steals it over to Sturgill. I thought Gordon was going to back tip that one from Sturgill, but didn't. Sturgill takes in, goes up. Gordon's going to foul her by reaching in.
It's a good, strong take by Sturgill there.
That's the difference between a senior and an eighth grader.
She used her experience right there. A few trips down the floor, you can really see why Sturgill's their leading scorer, but she needs to be more aggressive on that end for them.
I credit some of that to Bath County Lady Cat defense.
Their defense has been really good. They've switched it up from man to the three-quarter zone, half-court zone. Coach Carter's done a good job of mixing things up, keeping Elliott off guard.
Sturgill, second free throw on its way. Makes them both. 11 seconds left to go. 20-13, Bath County leads it by seven. French.
Offensive foul.
They charge us. Hamilton with those two fouls stood in there and took it. It's only the first foul on French. 6 seconds left to go in the half. Bath County leads it by seven. They get it to Howard. Howard gets around everybody, takes it all the way in. Has a shot blocked by Norris. As Gordon comes up with it, no foul calls. And we played two quarters of basketball here in Owensville, and I have reached halftime. The Bath County Lady Cats 20, L.A. County Lady Lions 13. Davey's going to work on getting some stats together from this first half of basketball. As we'll send it back to studio here. Word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owensville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioReg Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioReg Plus products or BioReg Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioReg.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
We have reached halftime here at the Mike Brumage Lady Cats Legend Tournament here in Owingsville, hosted by the Bath County Lady Cats. Bath County leads Elliott County here in this girls matchup 20-13 here at halftime. You know, last night we weren't able to be on the air, and both Davey and I were here at the ball game and checking things out, and look up in the crowd, and who do we see? Wasn't a man who drives a sleigh with eight tiny reindeer, but it was Rick Witt.
Rick Witt.
All decked in blue, hollering, go Big Blue.
I don't see him anywhere in sight tonight, do you?
No,
Where are you, Rick Witt?
And we even called him out. He's posting on Facebook, you know, get out, support these Lady Cats. You know, they're doing really good. And, you know, I even sent him a message, like, Rick, you know, what are you doing? Because he came in, watched his daughter dribble and left. He's like, Kentucky and Louisville's playing. I got to get home and watch it. There's no excuse for tomorrow.
That wasn't a game to watch.
No excuse for tomorrow. And you know what? Here's tomorrow. Here. And he's not here.
Not here. Come on, Rick Witt. Where are you?
Hopefully, as much as he posts about the golf course over Mount Sterling and stuff, maybe he does patronize them, but I don't know. Kelly Hilton, if he's not, I apologize. But he should be.
He should be. Exactly right. Where's Rick Witt?
Exactly. I mean, he's usually decked in blue, so you can't miss him.
You can't miss him. No, sir.
As Bath County Lady Cats enjoying a 7-point halftime lead here, as we appreciate all of our great sponsors who make this broadcast possible. But remember, stick around tonight's post games. We will have your Earl Cottle Offensive Player of the Game, your Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, and your Schwartz Mowing Unsung Hero. Of course, we'll also have the final verdict brought to you by Ira Kilmer, attorney at law. As you look at the first half stats when Davey goes over these here in a minute, you know, Bath County's leading it by seven. And a lot of it goes to good defense. And speaking of Mike Frumson, there he goes walking across the court.
Good to see him here.
Absolutely.
He was a really, really good coach when he started the program I remember back in those days, I was just a young lad, but
he took them his first or second year. They went all the way to the region final and got beat by Clark County, a team that they beat previously a couple times, you know, one, at least once, maybe twice early in the season, but they lost to them in the championship game, the region. So tonight's stats, Elliott County, 0 of 8 from two-point land. That's pretty easy to figure up there, 0%. 2 of 5 from three-point land, 40%. 2 of 13 overall, 15%. They were 7 of 10 from the free throw line for 70%. They had 16 rebounds, and I had them with 10 turnovers.
That's, at least.
At least. That's what I had them with. That's the reason that they did not get many shots up. Your Lady Cats, 7 of 17 from two-point land, 41%. 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 13%, and 8 of 25 overall, 32%. 3 of 5 from the free throw line, 60%, and we had 13 total rebounds and a half and only 4 turnovers. So we're winning the turnovers, but we're losing the battle on the boards thus far, but we are up by 7 at the half. Barrett leading the Lady Cats with 9, and I have Sturgill leading the Lady Lions with 8, getting 5 of those from the free throw line. So I think if it comes down to it, we don't want that lady on the free throw line if it comes to a free throw shooting contest.
Absolutely not. You know, I interviewed Coach Bromichin a couple of years ago during this very tournament. And, you know, knowing his, all of his daughters, I had to, you know, I was talking with one of them. And it was like, I won't name which one, but one of them was like, ask Dad when you got him on the radio which one of us is his favorite. So I said, okay, I will. So I did. He wouldn't give me the answer. He said he'd have to tell me off the air, but I couldn't tell them. And it was kind of funny because, you know, we joke around and nobody ever listens to the broadcast, and that's not true. Everybody, you know, there's a lot of people who listen. But that night you could look over the crowd and there's these big huddles going on over there as each one of them had their families listening to him on the radio interviewing.
What the answer was going to be.
And to see what the answer was, it was like wait for Christmas morning, but they didn't get the answer. You know, I'm still sworn to secrecy. I haven't told any of them which one he said. But, you know, the Bath County Lady Cats doing this tournament, honoring a great man, and it's great that he's able to be here. A lot of his grandkids come out, his daughters, you see them all the time, and, you know, doing different things. And, you know, got one of them coaching the middle school team. Just so even though he may not be coaching, he's still coaching,
he's still coaching.
A sense, because he was hard on them.
I'm sure she's gone to him for advice during the, back during the season.
Oh, absolutely. You know. And, you know, her his grandson plays on the middle school basketball team, so he'll sometimes talk about, you know, something that he's learned from his grandfather. So, you know, it's still going on. Even though he might not be running the sidelines, there's still a lot of that coaching.
Always teaching going on. Always. You can always have the opportunity to teach and help out.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you don't have to be a coach sometimes to see something and catch something. But, you know, these Bath County Lady Cats, they're playing some good basketball right now. They went through a little bit of a slump there a couple of games when they played against Fleming. Fleming just kind of had their number that night. And then Round County, that was just a stinker both ways, but Round County came out smelling a little bit better, but neither one of them were great.
They stunk the least, I guess, that night. So, and that's, it's propelled them into, I noticed they've won a couple ball games in the holiday tournament they're playing in, but it may give them momentum, which is not what we wanted, for sure.
I think these two teams will probably go back with their original starters in the second half. Any foul trouble really to note. Bath County's got a couple of players with two, and Barrett and Crouch. Elliott County with a few players as well with two, those being Hamilton and Witt. As that's kind of two that they, neither one of them really can afford to lose and get into foul trouble.
Exactly.
As they're part of their starting crew. Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now, Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility PowerStar. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings. Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offers end December 31st. Davey, something you might not know. Hannah's running the board back for us. She had to miss last weekend when we played Fleming County. She was shooting in a tournament, and She does archery.
Yep.
Her team got second in that tournament. And
good deal.
Pretty good little archer. So yeah. I just want to say congratulations, even though it's not Bath County related. It's Montgomery, but congratulations on, you know, a job well done right there. As,
for sure.
LA kind of got the ball, Bath County.
Archery has really picked up in high school sports.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, the 4-H is another good program. Tom and them do a great job. Terrence, they do a great job for Bath County.
Yes.
Montgomery County's got a good one. And my daughter shot for a few years with the 4-H team. And it's a really good program all the way around. It's shot up in the paint. And, you know, a lot more kids are starting to get some scholarship offers. As Farid's going to go to the line for two.
Sturgill picks up her second.
They can ill afford for her to be in foul trouble either.
Yeah, they cannot. And she still doesn't believe that she fouled there. She's looking at her coach like I was standing straight up. I don't know what I did.
Farid's second free throw, good. Made them both.
Two good looking free throws. Earned another good take by Farid. She went strong with it to the basket.
That's one thing. I mean, I know she's only an eighth grader, but sometimes it's almost like she's got such a great move to the left hand. It's almost like she forgets it at times and tries to go right more. But they get it out on the right side is Elliott. They throw a pass to the baseline and goes through Preston's hands out of bounds.
Threw it right at her feet. I thought Sturgill had an open look there, but she didn't take it.
I think she was afraid Bath County's defense was going to collapse on her, and they didn't really.
Elliott's going back to the zone.
Over to Norris, back up to Barrett between the circles. Barrett knifes herself in, running one-hander up from the foul line's good. 24-13, Bath County's largest lead of the night at 11.
Good start for the Lady Cats coming out of the half.
It's Hamilton, goes to the near side to Howard. They throw a pass over, Crouch deflects it to the hands of Norris. Norris gets a steal, throws it to French. French gathers, puts up a shot in the paint, bouncing good. 26-13.
Nice move by Bailey right there. Good finish. Good look ahead from Jarrett.
To Howard. DeWitt. Back to Howard on the left wing. Hamilton putting her hands on the hips. She's gassed and just got into the second half. It's nearly taken away as ball's knocked out of bounds. It goes off Hamilton. It'll be Bath County ball. Barrett's quick hands cause that turnover.
That turnover. Timeout, Elliott County.
Elliott County calls for a timeout. 6:26 left to go in the third quarter. Bath County doubled up Elliott. 26-13. Back in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bath County inbounds the ball. 6:24 left to go in the third. 13-point lead. So he gives over to French on the left wing. Farid on the inside. Down low to Crouch. Kicks it out to Barrett. Fakes three. Drives. Now kicks it over to French. Now left corner to Norris. Wrap around pass into Farid. Hook shot up in the paint. Off the mark. No good. Howard claims the rebound for Elliott.
Looked like to me she got fouled more on that shot than she did the first one. But
well, that happens.
That's a good aggressive move again by Kyra.
Howard dribbles in, kicks it over to the corner to Preston.
Who's not even looking to shoot.
I'm sorry, Rowe, excuse me. This is 25, not 24. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by LA to be Bath County ball.
That's five turnovers for Elliott already this half.
About 15 for the game. Norris to Barrett between the circles. Now French on that left wing. Norris in that left corner gets it. to French, out of Crouch on his right side. Crouch got Howard guarding her, lobs it in to Freed. Freed turns, triple team. Hennings up, kicks out to Crouch, up to Barrett. Three straight away is up. Good. 29-13. 5:19 left to go here. Third quarter. Hamilton picked up her dribble, needs some help. Throws it in the front court to Rowe. She gives it to Howard. Howard's picked up her dribble, needs some help. Throws it to Sturgill. Now to Hamilton. Hamilton turns, puts up a long shot. In and out, no good. Norris puts up the rebound, goes out of bounds. And last touch by the Lady Cats.
Hamilton had a good look there, just didn't fall.
Kenny Reed-Long riding our trip on the floor. Sturgill gives off to Howard. She dribbles in, puts up a little shot, no good. Rebound comes off to Hamilton. Back to Howard. Drives along the baseline into our trip. She puts the shot up and good
for their first two-point field goal. Good ball movement there by Elliott County that time.
Bath County's Barrett back the other direction with it between the circles. Hamilton comes up, honks at the ball, but didn't get it. Barrett gives it over to Norris. In the corner, back out to Barrett. Barrett now dribbles between the circles.
First Carter calling out to play.
Illegal screen. Illegal screen as Free didn't get herself set.
First second.
And, you know, a lot of times that's the ball handler causing that, but yep. Barrett wasn't moving.
No. Nope.
She hadn't even moved yet. So that's just the senior waiting for the for it to be set. So get it to Hamilton. She gets it to Witt on this left wing.
Lady Cats are in a 2-3.
Out of Sturgill between the circles. Lady County moving the ball around, but everywhere it goes, Lady Cat is there. Through the hands of Hamilton, out of bounds, turns it over to Bath County. To Elliott. LA County faithful, not happy with the officials, not happy with their team, not happy with themselves.
They're not happy at all.
As they get in the front court, do the Lady Cats.
Because that was just an unforced turnover by Elliott there. I mean, there was no pressure from Bath.
Barrett on the right wing to the right corner to get it. Norris back out to Barrett. Barrett goes to the foul line, drives all the way into the paint. Scoot shot up, no good. Crouch with the rebound, kicks it out to French. Up to Norris, now to Barrett. Catch and shoot three, right side's up, good. She knew that one was good as soon as it left her fingers.
It looked good all the way, nothing but net.
Sampson in the front court, back ending with the 1-3-1. Norris gets a steal, takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. 34-15, back ending on top, 3:09, left to go. Third quarter, LA County's called for a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back to studio, a word from some sponsor right here on WKCA.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? Call 674-6979.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
And come see Carla Bowling every Monday for your free Medicare review.
Bath County leads 34-15 over LA County. LA County to inbound full length of the court.
Back in their full court defense.
1-1-2-1.
Looking to try to get a trap somewhere.
Hamilton has it at about three-quarter court. Now she puts down a dribble. They come up to Trapper. They get it to Witt up top. Over to the right side to Howard. Catch and shoot three is up. It's long. Rebound comes off. Faried claims it for Bath County. Finds a guard Barrett.
Nice strong rebound by Faried right there.
Barrett looks. Finds French. She gets a little opening. Shot up. Good. Gains it for two. 36-15. Barrett might be a scorer, but she could distribute the basketball as well.
It was a good look.
Howard gets it in the front court to Sturgill on the right wing. She steps into a three. It's long. Rebound comes off to Norris, and Artrick just pushes and gets it. She basically wrapped around Norris
yes, she
to get
did.
That. Even LA County's coach not happy. That's Rory Whip. voicing his concern and his displeasure.
To no avail.
Branch gives it to Norris up top. Norris lobs it to Free down low. Quick shot up and good. Great to be ready to go up with a shot there.
Good look from Norris there.
A lot of times you'll see a youngster catch it like that and want to put down that one dribble. She just got it, immediately went up.
She went straight up with it.
Sturgill to the left wing, goes with Howard. Down low they go to Witt. Work against Freed, shot up, no good. She goes to the line to earn a couple. As Freed's going to pick up her third.
Again, if Kyra just keeps her arms straight up right there and just make her shoot over top of her, she brought them down. Picked up the foul.
With free throw up and good. 38-16.
Tiller back in the ballgame. Replaces Freed. Freed has a nice ballgame tonight.
It makes them both. 3 minutes between baskets for Elliott County. Something we've seen.
Witt and Sturgill are both really good free throw shooters. Elliott's gone man now. They're down 21.
French hands it off to Barrett. Barrett just nice herself into the paint. A little running one-hander up and good for two. 40-17, Bath County.
They can't stay in front of her. Just too quick.
Hamilton with it. Dribbles to the left side. Throws it over to Sturgill. Sturgill sees a little crease. Comes driving in, and Barrett fouls her. Barrett smelled basketball and went for it.
Yeah, looked like a shark in bloody water there, and she went for it. Ball was right in front of her. Pick up her third.
So Barrett will check out. Josie Reed will come in and replace her. 1:22 left to go in the third.
Coach Collier turns and walks away before he says something. He's biting his lip.
To get it to Sturgill. Sturgill shot up, no good. Rebounds knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Lions to be Bath County ball. A lot of contact in there.
Real rough, no call.
Spritch.
These officials know what they're doing.
Back the other direction. She's a little crease. She drives in, kicks it to Norris. Three
nice
right
look.
Sides up. Good. 43-17. Down under a minute left to go in the third.
Nice driving kick by Bailey there.
Hamilton to Howard. Now to Witt in front court. Back over to Hamilton on that right side. Bass County's French. Getting pressure. Norris comes up to steals. They were trying to force it over to Sturgill. Norris pushing back the other direction. Stops at the right wing. Now goes up to use a little clock. Gives it to French. French throws in the paint. Kicks it out to Reed. Now to Crouch. Three. Left side's up. In and out. No good. Rebound comes off as Tiller and Hamilton go after it. Tiller going to be whistled for the foul. Hamilton hit the deck hard. Thought she was adjusting her ponytail, but I think might have took a shot to the head.
Tiller picks up her first.
Gordon will come in. French is going to check out with 25 seconds. Give her an extra break.
Couple eighth graders on the court.
Hamilton to Sturgill to Howard. Over to Hamilton on the right side. Hamilton double-teamed over there trying to get around those eighth graders.
She got through some way, somehow.
Still gets it, finally gets somehow into the hands of Howard. She's got it up top. Howard dribbles all the way down to Witt. Baseline jumper up and good. 2 seconds, 1 second. Bath County doesn't even inbound as we play three quarters of basketball here in Owingsville. The Bath County Lady Cats 43, LA County Lady Lions 19. Back to fourth and final quarter in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience Simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Beckman and Lady Cats leading 43-19 as we're getting ready to start this fourth and final quarter here. The L.A. County ball.
Todd, there's not many in the band tonight, but they do sound good. I think I counted 15 maybe, but they sound good tonight. Glad they're here. I know it's kind of hard to get them when you're on winter break, Christmas break, to get them to come back. But
cheerleaders are here as well.
Cheerleaders here as well. They've been here both nights. And
glad to see you.
Yes.
As L.A. County with the basketball, gives it over to Witt. Three, right side is up. Long kicking rebound comes off to French. French pushing it all the way down. Has it back tipped by Hamilton out of bounds. It'll still be Bath County ball. They'll trigger it from underneath their own basket. Norris will look to do it. Looking, gets it into Barrett. Turnaround shot in the paint's up, no good. Witt claims the rebound for Elliott.
She never got square on that one. It was a nice little play call, but she didn't get square to the basket when she went up.
Hamilton has it out high. Over to Sturgill on the left side. Left corner they go to Howard.
Bath in their zone defense.
To the right corner they go to Howard. Fakes the three now. Drives, gets it over to Hamilton. Now to this left side, Sturgill. Paint they go to Witt. They're swinging around. Good ball movement there. Howard three up, no good. In and out. Tiller ties up on the inside with Hamilton. Jump ball possession on favor of Bath County.
Really nice ball movement by Elliott there. They just didn't get the shot to fall in the corner. I think it's the shot they wanted.
So Bath County's Barrett will walk it to the timeline. To Norris, to the right corner to French. They load it inside to Tiller. Tiller with a drop step, turns, throws it to Crouch, throws it at her ankles, though. Somehow, Bath County retains possession with Norris picking it up. Give it out to French. She comes, gives it to Barrett. Barrett comes across the top, over to French on the left wing. French turns, looks. Crouch was open for a second, but Howard realized it closed out on her for Elliott. So Barrett still with the dribble on this right side, has Hamilton guarding her. Bounces it over to French, now to Crouch in that left corner. Inside to Norris. Norris with a drop step goes up. Witt blocks her shot. Elliott kind of comes out of there with it. Tiller back tips it away, though, to French. Norris down low. Shot off the glass. Good. Lays it in. 45-19 back
nice,
County.
Nice look by Bailey.
They throw it over to Sturgill on the right wing to Witt at the foul line. She drives down low with Tiller. With a hook shot up and good.
Nice little hook shot from Witt there.
Barrett pushes the face back the other direction. She forces a shot up, but draws a foul. She was about, seemed like, two steps from half court to laying it up.
She's catching Elliott's defense on their heels.
That's just a headsy ball player right there, catching your defense napping, so to speak, and taking advantage of it. This is a free throw.
Three back in for Tiller.
So Barrett, second free throw on its way. That one's good. 46-21. That's coming with only a 4-point lead after the first quarter, but really started putting things together after that. As Atrip dribbles it inside, has the ball knocked away. It'll stay with Elliott. Anna made a call on the baseline from the official.
He made it known which way it was going, didn't he?
He sure did. Kind of like the called third strike in softball. Some of those umps get from wired up. Switch throws it off the bottom of the backboard, goes out of bounds. Right back to Bath County.
20th turnover for Elliott. 10.5 so far.
And Bath County's played good defense,
yes,
but a lot of it's been just all on their own. As Bethany turns it over, it's stolen away there by Howard. Howard comes back the other direction, finds a bit out high. Throws it over to Sturgill. Sturgill drives in, puts up a little baseline jumper, and it's good. Cuts lead in half, 46-23. French, three, right side is up. It's short. Hamilton gets the rebound for Elliott. She comes back the other direction. It's off key out the width. Back to Hamilton. Hamilton to Sturgill. She turns, kicks it out to Howard. Howard dribbles. Howard to Sturgill in that right corner. Loads up a three. It's up. No good. The gun comes off to Atrip. She takes it, puts it right back up.
Good offensive rebound right there.
Did a good job sealing French out, getting the rebound, but blocking out. To get it out to French on that left wing.
Just give him a little spark off the bench.
And the three goes to the left. Shot up. No good. Missed it wide right.
Good move. Just couldn't finish. Coach Carter was looking for a foul there, huh?
I don't disagree. I was too. Howard to Witt. Back to Howard. Three. Left side is up. It's short. Crouch with the rebound. Crouch. Tie ball. Sessner in favor of Elliott. She brought it down to secure it. Sturgill and Atrip were right there with her.
You can't bring that ball down low. You got to keep it up high and be strong with it.
Witt looking to trigger. Looking. Gets in the Sturgill on the right wing. Back to Witt in that corner. It comes with the dribble all the way across the top to Hamilton. Skip it over to Howard out on that right side. Howard looking to take Fareed off the dribble. Drives all the way into the block. Pick up the dribble. Needs some help. On Sturgill. Sturgill comes driving along the baseline. She's fouled.
Looks like it's going to be on Jerrica.
It is on Norris.
For a second.
For second,
Sturgill free throw short.
This Elliott bunch looks really tired. They don't play a lot of subs, and they just played yesterday, and then they got another game tomorrow.
Second free throw from Sturgill, up and good. Makes it a 20-point game, 46-26. 3:56 left to go. Bethany doesn't have a lot of subs either. So looking fine for Reed down low. Does Barrett, nice pass, nice finish. 48-26. Witt with it, out on the left side. To Howard now, high on this left wing. Howard looking to take French off the dribble, gets it up to Witt. Witt. Over to Sturgill, the left corner to Howard. Howard was driving into the paint. Her little shot up, no good. Take your lady cat, because there was three there. Fareed, Crouch, or Barrett, and it's going to be Crouch.
It'll be Crouch, her third.
Her third.
What was going to be a 3-3-4, one of them.
It's Howard's first trip to the free throw line tonight.
Free throw up, looked good on that one.
Really good.
Made them both. Got shooter throw on that second one. Cuts lead to 20, 48-28. Barrett back the other direction. Gives it to French on the right wing to Crouch at the foul line. Crouch puts down a dribble, comes driving all in, goes up. She's fouled.
Good take from Kaylee right there. Good strong move.
Fouls on Atrip. Her first. Team second. Every time Atrip makes a foul, she's got the Tyler Hansborough look. Crouch free throw up, good. Three 3:10 left to go in the ball game. Bethany's lead. 21. Barrett gets a steal after Atrip had to rebound. Spins, goes along the baseline. So with the dribble, gets a pick, gives it up to Norris. Over to French on the left wing. The free turns, takes it in, and she traveled with it. Got a little bit of no man's land. as ran right into Howard down low, and she was able to tie her up.
She looked like she shuffled her feet twice. They got her on the second one. You get away with it once, but you can't get away with it twice.
Witt over to Sturgill. Sturgill drives along the baseline. She was standing out of bounds with it. When she went to make the pass, I thought it should have been a kick because it went off a shoe.
Yeah, I did too, but...
But went right back to her, and she was out of bounds. Barrett will walk it across the timeline. Norris on the left wing. Bounce pass to Barrett, to Crouch, to French. To Barrett, takes the pass back over to French. To Crouch inside. Down low they go to Farid. She goes up the shot. No good. It was blocked there by Howard.
And they call the foul on Farid.
I believe that's four.
That's her fourth.
.217 left to go. Coach going to keep with the youngster. Swift has it. Lost the handle on it. Norris gets a steal. Finds Barrett. She takes it. Lays it up at the other end. 51-28. Bath County leads with 2 minutes left to go. As a timeout on the floor. Just a 30-second variety.
Get the subs in.
So 51-28. Bath County going to come with a lineup of Gordon Reed, Ratliff, Jones, and Faber. Is that right? Yep.
Yep, and they should know that they should be on the other end on defense. Now they have finally figured it out.
So you've got freshmen. Freshmen, 2 8th graders, and a 7th grader. Sturgill three, left side's up, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Bath County ball.
Avery, get outside.
So Faber will inbound. Elliott coming with substitutions. Maybe.
On the next possession, looks like.
Reed back the other direction. Over to Gordon. She's got it on the right wing. Lost the handle on it. Gets it out to Reed. Reed. Lobs it inside as it's knocked away. Last touch by Howard of Elliott. So Bath County calls for a timeout. Elliott going to come with their subs. Maybe. There's four checking in, it looks like. So 1:32 left to go in the ballgame. 51-28. Bath County leading Elliott here in the Mike Brumgen Lady Cat Legends Tournament. As Lady Cats will be in action tomorrow night. As they're tip-off slated for 6:30 as they'll be taking on the Lady Cats of Pendleton. Should be an interesting matchup because Pendleton was wearing black today. Looks like your Bath County Lady Cats out there today. As Faber inbounds it to Reed. Reed now has it between the circles for Bath County. Gets it over to Faber. Launches three from the corner. It's off mark, no good. Rebound comes off to Elliott. Don't have a tie ball. Possession arrow stays with the Lady Cats. So Ratliff looking to get it in, gets it to Reed, catch and shoot three from the right side. It's up, no good. Rebound kicks out long, goes out of bounds. Maybe over to Elliott, counting with 1:15. So Atrip will check out, and Bradley Rose will come in. Bath County with Gordon, Reed, Faber, Ratliff, and Jones on the floor. Let's get a pass. Up top does Elliott, dribble around. Going into the paint and traveling with it there was Elliott turning it over. Because that was Braylee Rose. Reed back the other direction with 58 seconds. Gets to Ratliff, puts a hook shot up, no good. Rebound comes off to Elliott. We'll go back the other direction. Ball knocked loose down low, out of bounds, off of Preston. As Cox now comes in, Preston will check out for 47 seconds.
You see, when these young girls, let's see, I don't think Baber scored in a varsity game yet.
Ralph gets it, hook shot up, no good. She'll get a chance to score from the line. Ratliff scored. She hit a three in her first shot, I believe.
Yes, she did.
Ratliff's free throw on its way. Good.
Nothing but nylon. Looked good on that free throw stroke.
And Coach Wells worked with her. She was a pretty smooth free throw shooter back in the day. Mason Bowles.
Got the touch on that one. Hit on the back there and spun back in.
LA County with it out there on that right wing. Needing some help as the guard looking. Rose looks, finds, I would assume maybe her sister. Ball turns around. Back in as Alyssa Gordon comes up with the steal. 16 seconds.
Slow down. Dribble it out.
Between the circles over to Reed on the left side. Reed backs it up, takes a peek at the clock. Takes it over to Gordon. Gordon with 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Time will run out here in this one. It's Bath County Lady Cats will pick up the win over the Lady Lions of LA County. Final score, Bath County 53, Elliott 28. Maybe more will work together getting some final stats for tonight's contest. Well, Coach Mark Collier will come up and join us here very shortly as well. As we'll also have our Player of the Game awards and more when we return. You've been listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA. The Bath County Lady Cats victorious tonight, 53-28 over the Elliott County Lady Lions. Return to courtside here in a couple minutes right here on WKCA.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Home is the very best thing about the holidays at Furniture World Superstore. Spread some joy here, spruce things up there. Save a whole lot of money on beautiful furniture that adds sparkle in every room and comfortable mattresses. Plus, no interest for up to 2 years. See store for details. Happy holidays from Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School, as Bath County Lady Cats pick up a win here in the Mike Crummage and Lady Cats Legend Tournament. Final score, 53-28. Game earlier today, Menifee County picked up a good win as they were able to knock off Pendleton County, 52-47. Tomorrow's games right here in this very classic being held in Owingsville. The action will get started at 2 o'clock. Raceland will be taking on South Laurel. At 3:30, it'll be Johnson Central and Elliott County. The 5 o'clock game, thereabouts, will be Menifee County and Rockcastle County, and then the nightcap will be at 6:30 or thereabouts. It'll be Pendleton and Bath County, as the Lady Cats hoping to go 3-0 within this little Christmas tournament. Coach Collier went back with his team for a moment. Davey's still working on those final stats. But, you know, when you look at the schedule that Coach put together, he said he was kind of making it tough. And he has. And he's put some good challenges out there for the Lady Cats. A couple of the losses within the district. But, you know, a really good Russell team. Played with them for the first half. Beat a really good Nicholas County team, but not a too bad of a Bourbon King team.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's played some challenging teams. And
he's played a tough schedule. So
and it's doing good. Coach Collier making his way up as he gets the win over Elliott County in this one. As a coach, appreciate you taking time coming up here and talking with us. Sorry we weren't here last night. Tom Leach said that he had to have the air time. So,
was there a doubt that UK was going to beat Louisville, though?
I had no doubt, and I almost predicted the score. But
I gotta start doing CrossFit.
I'm right there with you.
No, well, last night was a great game. Let's talk about it real quick.
Absolutely.
Rockcastle's got a chance to win the 12th. We played hard. We competed. Got down 13, 14, 15. Didn't give up. Girls battled the entire night, and then we won on the last second layup. So I mean, I was very proud. Very proud. Tonight, I feel like we almost had a little bit of a hangover. Just because, you know, it's not the big name team coming in, but, you know, we got to get better every day. In the first half, I thought we weren't moving as well, but still made plays, put us up at halftime. We were able to come out and pick our defense up in the second half, what really pushes and drives our team. Defensive stops, get out in transition, push the basketball, and that was the biggest difference, in my opinion, for this game. Very proud of the young ladies, two hard fought games, got one tomorrow night. We'll finish our preseason part of our schedule.
Absolutely. Doesn't get any easier. You got Pendleton, not a bad squad there. They played hard again today, but they come in here. It's going to be a battle of the Lady Cats, you know, which team's going to come out. But, you know, how does your team respond? You're short benched. You're going, when you get out of your starters, even though you're starting in eighth grade, you're going young, typically off the bench as well. Sophomore, eighth grade, and that's kind of where you're at.
Big key for us just staying out of foul trouble. We play disciplined basketball. We can still play hard and compete without fouling. You know, sometimes we get a little overzealous out there, and you said the same thing on the radio or something. I mean, this is what it is. You can play disciplined basketball without reaching, without fouling. But I have confidence in our young ladies on the bench. You know, you bring two eighth graders off the bench. They're growing through it, but, you know, it's better to go on and get some growing pains out now as opposed to postseason. But at the end of the day, I love our team. I don't like it. I love it. And it's not just because of the basketball part. It's because we are a true team. And I'm very, very thankful for our team.
Well, you can tell these girls like each other. And that's hard. That's not something you can go in and say, all right, you're all going to play together, but you all have to like each other too. I mean,
right.
That's tough. Yeah. But for them to actually, they care. You know, it's somebody does something good, and they're cheering for the other one. It's not, well, I've got to score all these points, or I've got to get this many rebounds.
Yeah.
You know, they're all, hey, it's a team, and that's great.
Yeah.
And you were joking around with Davey about saying that our things, very first one is our equipment opening argument is fouls. Stay out of foul trouble.
Stay out of foul trouble.
Turnovers, rebounding, and stay focused. And, I mean, that's basically, that's been all season.
And I think that's our key to get to where we want to go, which is the region, and hopefully play in that district championship game for a championship. Like, I really think our keys are stay out of foul trouble, take care of the basketball, and block out. Everything else I think is going to be fine. And play hard, obviously. But I tell the girls all the time, if they can't press us, they can't beat us. We handle that pressure. And, you know, I feel like that's been an Achilles heel the entire time. But, you know, I think we're going to be okay. I really like where we're at. Get through tomorrow night, third game in 3 days. Been a great Mike Bremington Classic. He came in, gave a pregame speech. You know, he went to the huddle out and just thankful for him, you know. But just, you know, get through tomorrow, have a couple days off for Christmas, then head down to Panama City to the beach.
Now, about 5 o'clock tomorrow, is that when they're having the alumni?
I think it's about 6, but it'll probably, I mean, obviously it's going to be a little bit after that because unless the games are some blowouts where we can stay on track. But I say roughly the 6 is the Hall of Fame Classic. 5:30, if you are listening and you are a Lady Cat alumni, especially Coach Brummagen's past players, come out at 5:30. We're going to have a little reception for everybody. Former Lady Cats, doesn't matter what year. If you graduated last year, you graduated 40 years ago, come out and eat with us. And, you know, it's just a great time. But, it is what it is. I'm really proud of us. Two games, 2 days, finish off tomorrow, and that's the go.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks for coming up. Appreciate it every time that you step up here. So Bath County Lady Cats get a win tonight. Final score, Bath County 53, LA County 28. Davey, you got some final stats there.
I do. Elliott County, they were 7-28 from the field for 25%, 2-12 from three-point land for 17%, 12-16 from the free throw line, 75%. They shot the free throws well. Howard finished with eight. Howard with five, Witt with eight, Sturgill 11, and Preston for four to round out their 28 points. For your Bath County Lady Cats, they were 20-46 overall, 43%, 4-15 from 3-point land, 27%, 9-13 from the free throw line, 69%. They only committed 7 turnovers tonight, big key right there. And scoring wise, French 8, Barrett 22, Crouch 1, Norris 12, and Fareed with 8. To finish out, what was that, 53 points. Is that right? No, what missed, who made the free throws? Ratliff with 2. That should give you 53. Sorry, Ratliff. We get that back to you, Natalie. 2 points. You get 2 free throws.
Well, that's where we're unofficially unofficial.
You're 15 minutes of fame there, and that gets you 53 points. So it's 51 points from your starters and 2 points off the bench. So they beat us in bench going 4-2. Those keeping track at home.
All right. As far as your Players of the Game awards, let's just go ahead and let's do our unsung hero tonight.
I'm going to go with Kyra. She played really well on both ends of the floor. She'd been struggling a little bit coming up until the night, and then she was very aggressive, taking the ball to the hole when she did get it in there. So I think I'm going to go with Kyra as the unsung hero.
I like that one. I liked it a lot. As far as your downtown athletic club, defensive player of the game, who are you liking for that one?
Well, I think I'm going to go with Bailey French on that. She had a couple of steals, that gave us opportunities to get breakaway layups. So I'm going to go with Bailey French on our defensive. Could have probably gave it to the whole squad for holding Elliott to 28 points. But also notice, I mean, Elliott has not been scoring a lot of points either. So, but we did play very good defense. We caused, by my unofficial book, 25 turnovers. So
that's good defense. At least.
at least. You know, my pencil can only mark so many tally marks.
And offensively tonight, your R.L. Cotto Offensive Player of the Game.
Well, it's got to be Jerrica Norris.
I was going to say, your Player of the Game.
I mean, she was going to get one. She was either going to get offense or defense, but when they made her Player of the Game, I moved her to the offense because she played really good defense tonight.
She played really good all around.
She had a really good ball game.
Only committed
2 fouls. That's what she has to be on the floor for.
And no disrespect to Ashton Barrett. I mean, she's the catalyst to make this team go.
Oh, yeah.
She can win. You could pencil her in for any of these awards any night. And need another one, Kaylee Crouch. She comes out. She plays so hard, and she could be your unsung hero overnight. But we kind of have to spread the wealth,
yes, you know, exactly.
Because she does so many of the little things. Is she the tallest player on the floor? Nope. She's not afraid to get in there and mix it up with the big girl. Is she the fastest player on the floor? Nope. She's not afraid to guard the point guard up front and catch her at, you know, three-quarter court. You know, she does all the little things. She does exactly what coach asks, play hard and play with determination, and she does.
Yep, exactly. You're correct.
As the Bath County Lady Cats get to win here tonight, 53-28 is the final score. With that win, Coach Collier moves closer to 500 on his career here at Bath County, and the Lady Cats improve to 7-3. With the loss, Elliott County slips to 2-4, as both of these teams will be in action tomorrow in Bath County.
3 in a row we've taken against Elliott, I believe. So
I think you're right. As the Bath County Lady Cats be in action tomorrow night, pregame on that one should be somewhere, 6:10, 6:15, we're hoping, but we'll get them on as quick as we can. Tip off slated for about 6:30, but that kind of all depends on everything happening leading before. So if you're tuning in at about 6:30 expecting a tip, you hear music still, it's just because the other games are running a little longer.
Just hang around.
Just stick around. We'll be there as the Bath County Lady Cats will be in action. Until tomorrow night, for all of our great sponsors, you, the listener, Anna, great job back in the studio.
Anna does a great job.
And she's doing a great job.
Yes.
As we're going to say goodnight so long for David Moore. I'm Todd Waits. Until tomorrow night, goodbye.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.